So it sounds like we have something ready for MC Poncho as well. So second generation Poncho, MC Poncho, to the stage, please.
Yeah, I also lost my voice, pulled a mad dog, and thusly will be incapable of singing the chorus to this song, as you can probably tell.
Do you have music?
No, I'm just going to have the entire audience clap to the...
Rock and roll!
Yeah!
Ego pain!
Just everybody's going to clap, because I'm aware that I'm a really bad producer. Here's the chorus. Yes, the stop clap, whatever that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, what type of a... rhythm is it? It's rap rhythm.
Whatever the first thing the audience comes up.
Get Brother Sheen to do a mouthbeat. Seriously, where's Brother Mac?
Actually, yeah, that'd be good.
Get up there!
But we're not starting out rapping just yet. There is a brief story at the beginning. I said there's a brief story at the beginning. Back in the early days of Nerdcore, when the world was young and my dinner was still hot, there was a man on top of a mountain. He saw no reason to come down, for he had his mic and he had his snacks, and he saw that they were good. And so he began to bust it. And a village formed at the base of the mountain, and the villagers spoke tales of the man atop the mountain, which became thought of as legends over the generations. Though the brave and faithful few villagers would place boons at the bottom of the mountain, like the latest sound card or some chips, he would request more. He was a total pig. These villagers were rewarded with the power to bust Nerdcore flows, and one day the man came down from the mountain and busted a flow so powerful that nobody could even remember it, and their attempts to bootleg it had failed, and the machines exploded. At the end, he let loose a rhyme so thick, zesty, nerdly, esoteric, and fast that he transcended this world and went directly to heaven without experiencing death. Then he moved to San Francisco. He said that should his disciples manage to bust a flow that would please him, the pig, he would put in a good word with them to God. Nobody's really sure who that guy was, but I was one of the villagers. Anyway. Yeah. You can start off the chorus now, Glenn.
Okay. However the chorus goes.
Ever heard of Inspect a Deck?
To all the dork MCs, a song about pork belly. The one who wrote the four-page music, one who gets screwed when their boss loses, and the rapper known to flow in a pistol, head held high despite blues. Bow, beat, rhyme, free of all bristles, no excess, and nothing known success. The rapper's success, but I'm sure I suck less than they expect, and I won't bleed the pigs, rapping out of context, the effects of my defects, and some are reflex, charm, message, no harm in mimicking, barman, references to literary references, despite your preference to be scarily descriptive. While slow and throwing, I can make mojo going dough to dough. Selling tickets to someone else's show. It's not the same without the frozen by the sunlight and catching a glow. If only to signal that the chorus is go.
To all the nerd MCs. The totally unheard MCs, the ones who kick the nerd core music, the ones who don't care how Blue reviews it.
When you're a free agent, you gotta be patient. We're waiting for work to be recruited to something which you're well suited. But when it gets time, you can't remember what you did, what I wrote. So as I spoke the incorrect vokes, as I choked on, that's not what I need. And I freed my style, so take heed as I lead this new breed into the next material plane. Of which the insane swan plays fine and beats mine in terms of rhymes as a nursery. And I'm dispersing the quality over the entirety of the verses. See, I'm a nerd to be seen as a threat to be actually heard, to break all the rules and still play free bird.
Calling on Nerdcore, this is a genre war. So drop all your jaws for a round of applause. Please don't know, please applause. What?
Okay, one more thing. Drew Tate, or as you may know him, Captain Mumblecore, a member of the Frontalittle Squad, send this to me via AIM as his submission for Please the Pig. I don't really see what it has to do with pigs, but I'm going to bust it for him. My mumble acrobatics get heard at static. Rhymes in my dome are polychrome, but are heard monochromatic. When I flow, though, they all go, no, Joe, I've had it. The fat bit got tangled with the saddest delivery I've heard. Has the word, I don't hear it. So open my lips more and practice. That's the spirit.
MC Poncho. I swear that.
It's his real hair,
MC Poncho, y'all.